Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
877-337-6666. Scott is in Farmingdale. What's going on, Scott? How we doing?
How you doing, Pete?
I'm great, brother. What's up?
Listen, I'm a big Met fan, big Ranger fan. First time I get to call you, I just want to thank you, and I'll tell you why.
Why? Why? I no one ever thanks me, but I appreciate it. What am I being thanked for?
I seriously got to give you a big thank you. You came on the radio either the day of or the day or the night of or the morning of after Jacob deGrom was officially announced out for undisclosed amount of time, according to the medical staff of the great New York Mets.
Yes.
And everybody was calling, including I was about to call and say, listen, same as everybody was saying, the Mets are going to be done, or we don't got no DeGrom, you know, whoa, poo-poo on the season. And you came on the radio, and I got the chance because I heard you were on, and I was like, I got to call this guy and thank him. You said, this is not your father's Mets, okay? The Mets went out, and they got Scherzer. They went out, and they got Carrasco. I mean, Carrasco is going to be healthy this year. They went out, and they got guys. They've got Marte. They got Connor. They got, who's the other guy? Escobar. And you kind of put me at ease, and I kind of felt good about it, about the situation, about the Mets afterwards.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Scott, and I still feel that way. And I've always – listen, Scott, I got to be honest. I saw so much negativity that day. I was furious. Whether I was on the air or I put a video out or whatever the case is, because I did put out a video – because I saw so much negativity. I heard Evan Roberts on air, and I love Evan, and he's a huge Met fan, so I never take away from your emotions.
Time out. Hold on. Evan is a perfect example of a classic Met fan. You got to tell me that he's not only like a great pitcher for us, he's one of the greatest pitchers in baseball, maybe in the National League in baseball, arguably. When he goes down and it's the Mets, you got to remember, it's the Mets. We're not talking about the Yankees here, 27-20, whatever World Series. We're talking about the Mets here. You got to feel a little bit down, and you lifted my spirits. I got to thank you so much for that. I'm telling you, Pete, you saved me. You put me on the right path. And now that look at them, first place in the NL East. Pitching great. Scherzer's an animal, a cage tiger. He paces back and forth. He teaches the young kids. Bassett's over there on the mound teaching the young McGill, saying, hey, it's all right. You got to use your curve more. You got to use your changeup. You don't have to throw 100 miles per hour. I'm going to teach you, young Paddy Wah.
Scott, I love you. Listen, this is what I'm talking about, though. I talked to this. Zach was on. Zach called in a couple. About an hour ago, and said,
"Okay,
I'm a young fan. I'm 22 years old, but I like this team. It feels special." And he was like, "I would watch them in 2015 go to the World Series." And Scott, you remember 2015? It's not that long ago. Did you feel?
I was in the outfield. I only want to talk about it. I was there in 06 when Andy Chavez was right in front of me, caught the double dump Scott Rowland on the double play. I cried tears of joy and then tears of salt 10 minutes later.
I think we all did. But Scott, my point is in 2015, you didn't even get to enjoy that ride because we just thought that we weren't even in it. This is a special year, 2022. Listen, what's been going on? Watch what's been going on. We haven't lost a series yet. Okay? It's May 15th. We haven't lost a single freaking series. We have a no-hitter. We came back in this ninth inning down 6 runs and beat the Phillies. There's a lot of special things going on. We don't have our ace in the staff right now. So, Scott, I tell you and I tell any Met fan out there right now, enjoy this ride. Stop overreacting. Yeah. Stop worrying about stuff like that. Anybody that wants to put pressure on you, say, oh, well, get ready for the shooter drop. F you. Enjoy this, please.
I'm talking to Pete Hoffman. 1-877-337-6666, and it'll set you straight.
That's what's up.
Can I put one more thing on the Rangers?
Sure. What's up, Scott? Go for it.
I'm a huge. I've been playing goalie all my life, and I'm 43 years old. I'm like you, Pete. I lived through all the Mets. I only saw the Mets when I was 8 years old. I want another World Series. I want to see one when I'm an adult. I'm dying to see. And now the Rangers, on to the Rangers. I'm sorry. That's all I'll say about the Mets. On to the Rangers.
Okay. Go for the Rangers.
Igor Shesterkin, okay? 79 saves in the first game. It absolutely killed them. I can't believe they won game two on grit and nails alone, okay? They came back game three, bombed. It came back game four, bombed. I thought the series was over at 3-1. But they dug back in like this team that they are. They got a road win. They got a home win. And they got another road win for a big one to tie it up 3-3. But now, Igor has a chance to set all the records straight. All you have to do in a game seven is set everybody's mind at ease. Come out there, be the Igor Shesterkin that he's been all year long. Put all the noise away. This guy's a Vezina Trophy candidate. He's a Hart Trophy candidate. All he has to do is put the headphones on, go out there, and do his job. Quiet in the net. Make his saves. Defense, help him out. Clear the front of the zone. Let him see the puck. Make him feel good early in the game. Ride your horse to the ship.
Yeah, Scott, listen, I agree, and I thank you so much for the phone call, Scott. I appreciate it. Let's go Mets. Let's go Rangers. Let's do this.
Pete, you're the man. Thank you for setting me at ease. Thank you, Pete.
I appreciate you. I thank you, Scott. I appreciate the phone call. But let's be serious, though. Shesterkin, tonight, I'm giving him 2 goals. That's all he can give up. That's all he's allowed to give up. And that's a lot of pressure. But Igor Shesterkin, he has not been stable this playoff at all. I'm giving him 2 goals. That's all he's allowed to give up. If he gives up 2 or less goals, they're winning this game. The Rangers are going to win tonight if he gives up 2 or less goals. No doubt about it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.